Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are going to, Mir Tashem, do the entire Siman Reish Tzadi today, which is, of course, found in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We ran through a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah at the end of yesterday's share. I translated it, but didn't read all the last Siv Katan inside. I hope people were able to follow that. In any event, we start today with Reish Tzadi Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Yarbe Beperos Umegadim Umine Reach. We know, we learned the famous rule that a person should make 100 brachos every day. It's a very important idea. It stops plagues. David HaMelech instituted this idea. In any event, we are always, therefore, trying to make sure that we have a count of 100 brachos. On a weekday, when you have your regular Shmoneh Esrei brachos with 19 brachos in each, it's much easier to get to the count of the 100. However, on Shabbos, when you have much smaller Shmoneh Esreis in terms of the brachos, there are only 7 brachos in each Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, a person should try to have additional delicacies, fruits, and other delicacies, and various spices that you can smell in order to make sure that you reach your count of 100 brachos every day. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph explains that V'gam B'Leil Shabbos Kodesh, on Friday night, Tov Shiyashlim Bo Hameya Brachos. You also have to be aware of this. Now, how do we exactly count the day? So normally we count the day from the beginning of the night. Our days are not like the calendar days in the secular calendar. Shabbos for us doesn't start Saturday morning and end Saturday night at midnight. It begins Friday night. So there are many that suggest, as you can see in Dear Shifut number 1, that the halachic day over here is how we count the 100 brachos. So the Dear Shifut note says, number 1, b'cheshbon hamea brachos, how do we count up this 100 brachos on Shabbos? So we've already discussed this in Simon Memvav. Shemaskul mehalayla. According to many, it begins at nighttime. So when Shabbos starts, and when Shabbos ends, that's the day for the 100 brachos, which means that you have none of the weekday Shmoneh Esreis with the 19 brachos. And therefore, in order to reach the count of 100 brachos, it's a little bit more difficult. And he brings a riot to this from the fact that we count Hamapil as one of the first brachos that we say. And of course, Hamapil is said before you go to sleep, so if that's one of the first brachos of the day, not the last brachos of the day, obviously the count starts in the evening. In any event, he says, therefore, when a person makes Kiddush on Friday night, and if he makes Kiddush before it's nightfall, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that actually that counts for Friday, and it doesn't count for Shabbos, because we go by the halachic day, not when you made Shabbos. And he says, likewise, the woman that light the candles, or if a man lights the candles, that counts because he's lighting it before Shabbos starts, that counts as a Friday bracha for 100 brachos, and not for a Shabbos bracha. He remains uncertain what happens with the brachos that you make during the Bein HaShemashos, which day they count for. He says, likewise, when you bench after Suda Shlishis, and it's already after Tzeisach Kochavim, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also brings out that that counts for the Sunday brachos and not for the Shabbos brachos. But here, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal, disagrees and says that it counts towards the 100 brachos of Shabbos, even though you're benching after Shabbos is over, that still goes on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, B'chol says, B'chol Yom Mevarach Adam Mea Brachos. I already pointed out, as we've already learned, you have to make 100 brachos every day. Ukedi Sil El B'simin Memvav Siv Gimel, as we have learned. Ayin Shom B'mishnah Berurah. Atah Shenechzar Lo Kama Brachos. And on Shabbos, when you're lacking some brachos, Shebetvila Shabbos Yeshuach Sheva Brachos. All the Shmoneh Esreis, as we pointed out, only have 7 brachos. Therefore, Balken Yishtadil Lashlim. A person should try very hard to make sure he reaches his count of 100 brachos. Dish foot number 3 brings down, Kusha'ein be'ef shiruso lagia l'minya me'er brachos. You can't reach it. You just don't have enough brachos to make properly. And this might be true for a person that can't eat a lot, for example. He's restricted on what he can eat. So then the brisker of Zatzal says, She'ein inyan l'harbos brachos. So then you can't, so to say, onus rachmona patre, it's not your obligation to go, certainly not to do brachos that are not appropriate and proper. And he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky as well, he says, even if a person, let's say, is stuck at 85 and he can do a couple more, he won't get to 100. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that you should still try to do as many brachos as you can. And he brings a raya from the Rambam, who writes, La'olam yizar adam bebracha she'enu tzricha, v'yabe bebrachos ha-tzrichos. That a person should try to do the brachos that are appropriate, but should not do inappropriate brachos, rachmona litzlan, to do something wrong in order to try to reach this 100 brachos. The issue for number 4 brings down another Eitzah in order to get your 100 brachos on Shabbos. So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Pei Dalet, She'yachavim l'shmoa es ha-brachos of Birchas HaTorah and the Haftorah. You can count and answer Amen to them. We had a whole discussion with Chaim Kanievsky, says you should not say Baruch Hu V'Rach Shemo. Others say that you can, but certainly you should count and consider them, that you're answering Amen to make your number of 100 brachos. And some suggest this is l'chatchila, you can rely upon this. The Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest that this is only a bidyevet if you can't make it any other way. But certainly there's absolutely no downside to having in your mind kavanah to answer amen, to listen to the bracha. For numerous reasons, that's a good idea. And if it counts towards your 100, great. If it doesn't, so no harm done. He says, he brings down as well, that that's, some have the custom to say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos, for this reason as well, that could count to help you reach your 100 brachos. He says, in Yom Kippur, it's especially difficult to do this as well, because you can't eat, so obviously a person can use smell on Yom Kippur, and that's the custom in many places, that they bring around various smelling items to go and make brachos on. And likewise, of course, if a person has extra ashiyotzas, for whatever the reason, those can help him as well. Now the Ramah says, Hago, v'imrogu b'shinas sarayim. If a person has a custom to take a Shabbos shluf, to sleep on Shabbos the afternoon, to take a nap, ayivat lenu. A person should not give that up. Ki onik hulo. Brings out from the Torah that this is a tremendous onik for a person. It's a tremendous enjoyment for a person to take a shluf on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Gimel, umikol makom lo yar bebo yosemidai. But don't make this the ikar of Shabbos. Don't take a 6-hour nap on a Shabbos the afternoon in the summertime. That's not what God wants you to do. Because this will lead a person, obviously, to learn a lot less. And Shabbos, as we'll see, is really made for learning. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Shafilu Tamidei Chachamim Shalom Nikol Ashur. Even the Tamidei Chachamim, they're learning all week long. And as we'll see at the end of this siman, they're specifically allowed and encouraged to enjoy Shabbos more than the people who work all week long. Shemitzo Sheisangu Biyotzer Kedil Kami Bahagoz. The Ramah will say in a few moments, nevertheless, even for these Tamidei Chachamim, Eina Perish Shiyavalu Kol Hayom B'Tanugim. They certainly aren't supposed to spend all of the day just immersed in pleasures. Rak yimshu yoser b'tainu mishar b'diyodim. They're entitled to do a little bit more of pleasure on Shabbos of eating and sleeping than a person who works all week long. Furthermore, kosva sora misheba zohar, they bring down the name of the Zohar. Shemitzvah lo'odim l'chadish chidushi Torah b'Shabbos. It's a special mitzvah to be mechadish Torah on Shabbos. U'misheinu bar hochil chadish, and somebody's not on that level that he can be mechadish things, yilmo dvarim shlo lomat adheinu. He should go and learn things that he hasn't learned previously. Now, there's an awful lot to say here in the Dershu footnotes. So Dershu footnote number 5 brings down, even during the Yemos HaChol, Yesh Lebal Nefesh Lahachmil Atzmov Lo Lishon Shishim Nishimos, on a weekday, a person should try not to waste his time sleeping during the daytime, but on Shabbos, that is considered acceptable, a special din in Shabbos. Some have the cute mnemonic that Shabbos is Shena B'Shabbos Tanok. That's the mnemonic of Shabbos. In any event, Dershu footnote number 6 says, we learned in Simon Shin Zayin, Shagam Bachilu Shasiya lo Yarba Bishabis Yosef Mikhtea Tzorach. A person shouldn't eat and drink excessively on Shabbos, because that will also cause a bitul Torah. Likewise, V'chein L'harbos B'shmiyas Sipurim V'shmuos. A person is allowed to go and listen to stories on Shabbos. Because of the Ramah says over there as well, Shibnei Adam Shizel Oneg Lehem Mutu Lehem L'shomam Gam B'Shabbos. If a person loves to hear stories about the Gedolim, loves to hear stories about our forefathers, so that's also a good thing to do on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shizor Shlo Yarech B'Zeh, but don't spend all of your day hearing stories about the Gedolim once you try to learn as well as much as one can. And issue foot number 7 is very important. He says, "Begodel malas limanator b'Shabbos." How important it is to learn on Shabbos? He brings down from the Sefer Levi Elio, who heard directly from the Chavetz Chaim. Shekivon shekula Shabbos kineged kol haTorah kula. Shabbos is kineged kol haTorah, and therefore any mitzvah that you do on Shabbos is shovel atayak mitzvah. So everything that you learn on Shabbos is as if it's multiplied by 613. And according to the Vilna Gaon, he brings down as well, there's a famous vort that the Vilna Gaon says that every letter that you learn is a separate mitzvah itself. So therefore, imagine how many times you're multiplying every second by every 613 every time you're learning any Torah. How great it is for a person to learn Torah on Shabbos. And he says, Sha'odim lomid b'Shabbos ain sof l'ribuy ha'mitzo sha'olim l'schuso. If a person learns on Shabbos, there's no end to the greatness that he will accomplish in Shomayim, the mitzos that he's doing. And the Ben Ish Chai says an amazing thing as well, in the name of Mekubalim, Shelimun haTorah b'Shabbos godol milimun haTorah b'chol. Elif Pamim. Learning on Shabbos is 1,000 times greater than learning on Chol. The same amount of learning, the same learning, is somehow greater and magnified on Shabbos. A tremendous idea. Then he says, this concept of being machadish things on Shabbos, the Elya Rabbah brings down the name of the Shalom, Sheba Matzi Shabbos, Ola HaNeshomi Yisiru Lamalo. Your Neshomi Yisiru goes up to Shemayim on Matzi Shabbos. And the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, asks it, the Sholos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machidashta B'Torah B'Shabbos. What new Chidushim did you come up with on Shabbos? And Dirshufu number 8 brings down, if somebody is able to come in his mind to do a new Hanhaga Tova on Shabbos, that I'll now do this, I'll take upon myself to do something, he says, there's nothing bad. He brings out from the Sefer Yisod V'Shorosh HaAvoda, She'en Lecha Chidushei Torah Gedolim Yizeh. If a person does a Kabbalah, he accepts upon himself that from now on he's going to do something better, and he accepts this on Shabbos, that's the best Chidushei Torah that a person can come up with. Bottom line, how important it is for a person to spend as much time as he can learning on Shabbos. And this is especially true, as we'll see, for people that don't learn all week long as much as they possibly could. And even the Talmidei Chacham that do learn all week long should still try to spend time learning on Shabbos, tremendous amounts of learning. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Daled writes, Avo lo yomar, a person should not say, Neilech v'nishon, I'm going to go to sleep, Kidei shenuchal lasus melach tenu v'motzi Shabbos. While it may be a nice idea to sleep a little bit on Shabbos, one shouldn't say, I'm going to sleep on Shabbos so I can stay up late at night and go to work. That's improper. Shemar b'zeh shenoch v'yoshi mishul yomosachol. That's as if you're preparing on Shabbos for a weekday, which is not allowed. The issue foot number 9 brings down, for a person to say that he's doing a mitzvah on Matzi Shabbos, he's going to stay up and learn all night, for example. So the Torah Shabbos brings down that that is permissible. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says, even for a mitzvah, a person shouldn't say on Shabbos, I'm sleeping now, so I'll be able to perform a mitzvah on Matzi Shabbos. Sif days. The Mechaber writes, Acher Suda Shachris, after a person finishes lunchtime meal, what should he do? Kovim Medrash. A person should sit and learn. Likros b'neviim, he could learn in the neviim. V'lidrosh b'divrei agada, or he could learn agadata. V'asu likbo asu d'biosu shon. A person should specifically not set up a meal at that time. Everybody's gathering in the shul, and he's calling his friends over to his house for a meal. That's improper. That's the very wrong thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Hey, the Isav of Medrash wrote down the Medrash. Amar Torah l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand Hashem. Ribono shel Olam. Kishiyichnasu Yisrael Laretz. When the Jewish people are going to leave the Midbar and their commentary to Yisrael, so now Zerotz l'Charmo v'Zerotz l'Sadeo. They no longer have the man coming down. They no longer have all their physical needs taken care of for them. They're going to have to go work in the vineyards. They're going to have to go work in the fields. Ani mate olai. What's going to happen to learning Torah? So Amar Lah HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Torah, Yesh li zug. I have a partner for you. Shani mezaveg loch b'shabeshmo. This entity called Shabbos will be your partner. Shehem b'teilim lachtov. The Jewish people can't work on Shabbos. V'yicholim lasuk bach, and they'll be able to learn Torah, especially on Shabbos. And he brings down the name of the tour. Dishavu number 10 brings down that there used to be a custom not to go and learn during the Shalashudas time between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos afternoon. And the reason for that was, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Ba'osos Man, Nesu Yosef, Moshe, and David. That's the time that we know that the great pillars of Klai Yisrael, Yosef, Moshe, and David, all passed away. And therefore, it's improper, so to say, to set up a set shir during that time. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Bismanenu, nowadays, one should not fulfill this custom of not learning then. And especially says, people are going to sit around in shul and just waste their time talking Dvarim B'Talim. That's absolutely wrong. And in fact, many shuls have shiurim between Mincha Maariv and Shabbos afternoon, Kol HaKavod. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav writes, V'ikor ye'oz lamid l'rabim. The main purpose of this learning on Shabbos afternoon is to teach the people eschukei ha'elokim v'es torasov, to learn halacha, to teach them the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. Lahoru Silcha Shabbos, to teach them the halachos of Shabbos. V'osav Amutu, what's permissible, what's not permissible. And as well, Gam Lahamshich Leif HaShomim B'Agada, to draw them in with words of Agadata that are very pleasing and enjoyable for the Rabbim to listen to. Hamadrichim Esodim L'Yir Shemayim, and they lead a person to have more Yir Shemayim when they hear these great stories from the Gemara and other places. Okadisa B'Yalkut, Reish Parshas V'Yakel. It says in the Yalkut Shimoni, in the beginning of Parshas V'Yakel, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Lecha Kehilos Gedolos, go and gather the people, make big congregations, Udrosh Lefneim Barabim Hilcha Shabbos V'Chulei, and teach them Hilcha Shabbos, Lahor Yisrael Issa V'Hed V'Chulei, and use this time to teach them what's permitted and what's not permitted. V'lo K'moshe Noa G'machshav, and not like people do nowadays, as brought down by the Bach and the Mogen Avra. And what he's saying is over here that you should spend your time learning on Shabbos afternoon. It should be a mixture of various things that will get people to want to come to the shul and listen to these shiurim and halachos, but it shouldn't just be stuff that is fluff. It should be also very hard-hitting dinim as well as enjoyable things for the am to listen to. Each Rav needs to know what his tzibur needs, and each Rav needs to know what will gather the biggest attendance and get the most impact from the shiurim that the Rav will give. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin writes, B'gemara Yitzha, the Gemara tells us, B'tlos mile noch se bale bate minichasayo. There are three reasons or causes for a person to have a financial trouble, to lose his monetary values, to lose his possessions. V'chaminayim, one of them is, D'kave sudoso b'shaboso b'idon b'medrosha. For a person to set up a meal, invite people over to his house at the time that they're learning in the shul. Va'inyon, and the reason behind this Kedisa B'Yerushalmi, as brought down by the Beis Yosef in Reish Peches, is Lo Nitnu Shabbosos V'Yamatovin Yisrael Ela Kedei La'asuk Ben B'Torah. The main purpose of Shabbos is you can't work then, and now you have time. You can't give excuses. I have to go to work, make a parnasa. On Shabbos and Yontif, a person has time to sit and learn Torah. V'nei Shekol Yimos Achol Heim Trudim M'Malachtim. All week long, a person has a valid time. I have to make a parnasa. V'elim P'nai La'asuk Bo B'Kviyas. A person may not be able to learn as much as he would like to. However, on Shabbos, nobody's doing work. And a person can spend as much time as he should on Shabbos without the external demands on his time. Therefore, also Lefano Satzman with every Torah. Therefore, a person should not go and turn away from the Torah and make a meal at that time. He should not invite his friends over and have meals and have a good time when everybody else is sitting in the shul in the Beis Medrash and learning from the Rav. If you want to get together with friends, very nice. You want to have your meal, very nice. But have it before or after the shir in the shul. V'zehu tochachas megula, and this is an outright reproof of those people, losan anoshim, shemetailim ba'esahi bashfakim urechovos. The people that take a teal, they take a shpatzir on Shabbos the afternoon when the Rav is giving the drasha, when people are learning the Beis Medrash. Ki afilu su the Shabbos, even eating a meal of Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, she mitzvah, also, with Nei Bittel Torah, you shouldn't have your meal at the time that they're learning in the shul. The kosher came l'tayel l'harbo sauce besicha b'teil l'shasser, and certainly to go take a walk and a shpatzir and talk nonsense and talk silly things, that is certainly osur. The issue, footnote number 11, does bring down that this is talking about at the time that they're darshening in shul. But a person likes to take a shpatzir, take a walk on Shabbos. The Ramah in Simen Tov Tes Vav says, Mishi yesh lo simcha l'tayel b'Shabbos b'paydis u'chdom. You like to take a nice walk on Shabbos the afternoon to the orchards, to the streets. Ne'achshav kalich l'dvar mitzvah. That is perfectly permissible. That's a dvar mitzvah. And he brings down as well in Simen Shin Aleph, Shemutu l'tayel b'Shabbos. A person's allowed to take a walk on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even im kavonoso b'til l'samel u'l'schamein b'sh. Even if a person knows that he's going to exercise, this is good for him to walk, it's going to make him lose weight, it's going to be good for his heart, etc., he's allowed to do this. Because it's not clear and recognizable that he's doing this for refuah. He's not wearing his tracksuit, he's wearing his Shabbos clothing, and he's taking a walk. So even though it could be thought of that he's doing this for exercise purposes, but it's not obvious, so therefore he's allowed to do this. Albeit, he brings down that others disagree and says if you're doing it for exercise purposes, even if it's not recognizable, you shouldn't do this. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kadam Ches writes, "V'lecho b'li kviyas sudo k'mo shiragu b'yemos haShabbos." For a person to have what he normally eats on a weekday, b'yemos haShabbos over here means b'yemos haShavua during a regular weekday. So every day he has a little snack at this point in time near Shemuta. That would be permissible. V'chanal b'simin reish memtesiv beis leinyan erev Shabbos ayin shom. When we learn the halachos there, what a person's allowed to eat on erev Shabbos, so those ideas are discussed there. Then Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'nei kivon shatam shasu chazal kviyas sudo osu mipnei shi'is batal yidei zemei Torah." The reason why the rabbi said don't have a meal then is because it's going to lead to bittul Torah. You won't go to the shir in the shul. V'chanal, as we've explained, mimela nishma, we can see from here, the mikol b'shekein shetzorich lizor shelo yigrom ayidei zeh bittul Talmud Torah. Person should be very careful that anything he does on Shabbos should not cause a bittul Talmud Torah to rabbin, especially if it's learning in public. Can go mashamotzi, as unfortunately it happens, b'avosino or rabbin, that it occurs to our great distress. The people, especially during the summer, the long summer days, it's still plenty of time outside. They want to daven mincha early, cut the shear short, and daven mincha early so they can have a long shalosh shudas. Because everybody that stopped learning, oh, we now have to daven mincha half an hour earlier than we would have. Ukvar amru chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, Chazal tells him of Yossi, Yechalkim imoshivei beis hamedrash. I should be amongst the people that are learning in the beis hamedrash, below me ma'amidei beis hamedrash, and not from the people that caused the beis hamedrash to be disrupted. As the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, Oz Dalet says, these people, ma'unim le'isa ocha, lomar hi'iha eis lamod v'lecho. They're the people in charge of setting up the shalashudis and telling everybody have shalashudis. So it's better to be amongst the people that are learning and to be amongst the people that are stopping the learning and setting up the shalosh shudas early. But of course, we're talking about that there still is plenty of time to go and make shalosh shudas in the right time. Then, if those people are saying, listen, getting very close to the shkia, we have to daven mincha right now and make sure that we start shalosh shudas before the shkia, then these people are correct. They have to stop the learning and make sure that you don't go and miss out saying shalosh shudas in the right time, having shalosh shudas in the right time. Because the rule is, don't learn and be mevatel sudah shlishis. Sudah shlishis is a mitzvah in and of itself. Finally, we finish off with the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hagah upalim ubalibatim, the workers during the week and the regular balibatim she'ainon oskim b'torah koyim yashvur, that don't learn as much as they ideally would like to during the week time because they're working for their parnasa, yasku yosei b'torah b'shabbos, they have more of an obligation to learn Torah on Shabbos mitamidei chachamim than the tamidei chachamim they're learning all week long oskim b'torah koyim yashvur, and therefore." They have more of a right, so to say, have a little bit extra food and sleeping on Shabbos, because they're learning all week long, and they have more of a right to spend a little time for themselves on Shabbos. But everybody's supposed to learn on Shabbos, and especially the people that don't learn as much all week long. This concludes Simen Reish Tzadi. Im Yitzhashem, we should all be zochet to fulfill it to the optimal point.